Well, this past week was FFA week, and we wanted to kind of sit down and sum up a little bit of the activities. We've got some of the members of the Atlantic FFA chapter with us here this morning. We've got Taylor McCready with us, Tate Denbesty, and Craig Allen Becker all in studio with us. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Tate, start with you. Talk about FFA. Why'd you get involved in that?
I first got involved as a freshman and really got involved and started working my way up, and now I'm the FFA president.
Was it something you wanted to do? Were you encouraged to do it?
I was encouraged to do it. It was more something to help me get me out of my box. I was a shy freshman.
You?
Yeah.
Really? Still kind of a shy senior, aren't you?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your experience in FFA, though. How is it different for you than regular coursework?
FFA is different through all the activities that we get to do on the daily basis. It's not just the classroom experience. It's more of getting out and doing the extra activities and meeting all the new people.
Do you like that kind of flexibility?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what you put into FFA. How is it different as you know, it's not just book reading. It's not just taking tests. Talk about what you put into it.
FFA, you got to put in, well, you don't have to put in a lot of time, but the amount of time you put in is the amount you get back out of it.
Sure. I threw you when I said book reading. You don't read books, do you? You pretty much read on the computer nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, you get to do different projects and things too, but FFA is kind of a year-round thing for a lot of students, isn't it?
I don't personally show any animals, but the two people with me are big show people, so they are working with FFA year-round.
You bet. So how does a shy freshman become president of the FFA chapter?
I got super involved as a freshman. I did every activity I possibly could, just going to everything and making the connections to build up your family that you call FFA.
Sure. Have you done any traveling? Have you gone to any conferences?
I went to National FFA Conference 2 years, and then state I've been, well, I'll go again this year, so I'll go all 4 years.
Talk about that experience. Pretty fun?
It was a pretty fun experience. You get to meet a lot of people from all over the state or all over the nation.
Do you keep in touch with any of those folks that you've met?
I still talk to some of the people that I met from National Convention, as well as expanding everybody that I know in Iowa through that.
Aren't there some fun things to do at National Convention, like concerts and things?
Yeah, we went to, there was, I don't remember who the concerts were, but I think it was Garth Brooks, and who was the other one?
That's all?
Old Dominion.
Garth Brooks and Old Dominion.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. Mm-mm. That's a pretty fun deal. So you got a chance to network with a lot of folks. Why should young people consider the FFA program, especially if maybe they didn't grow up on a farm? Why should they consider being involved in FFA?
Well, I personally didn't grow up on a farm. I've always been the city kid. But FFA is more of a leadership organization than it is a farmer organization.
Okay, well, very good. Did you have fun this past week?
I had a lot of fun.
Did you do anything special?
Celebrated my birthday.
Oh, well, that's special. Well, very good. All right. Thank you so much. Taylor, let's have you jump in here next. Talk about you. Why did you want to get involved in FFA?
I got an FFA because my older brother was in FFA, and I thought it seemed like a great opportunity, so I just decided to join as an eighth grader.
Why? I mean, why did it seem like a good opportunity?
It seemed like a good opportunity just to try different things and get involved in something involved with the high school before I actually got into high school. And we were lucky enough to be the first group of eighth graders allowed to join the FFA, so I thought, why not?
Take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, you have been around animals and things. You've been around the dirt. Mm-hmm. You've had an opportunity to do that. So it was especially attractive for you to be involved in that organization.
Yes, I was already involved in 4-H, so I thought FFA would just be another opportunity.
Yeah. Do they work as pretty good partner organizations? Do you get a little something different out of each?
Yes. They're kind of the same, but kind of different all at the same time. Some of the biggest struggles, though, with both of them is I can only identify one animal per group, or, like, if I chose to take, like, one of my horses FFA, I can't switch it. Once I identify them with the FFA, I can't switch it the entire year. And that was definitely hard last year because I had 3 different horses I could show, and I could only take 2 4-H, and so I had to take one FFA, and it was hard deciding which one I was going to do which.
A little competition there then. Huh?
Yeah.
That's all right. Talk about what you put into FFA. What do you put into it?
Something I put into FFA, I put a lot of time into it. Like I said, I joined as an eighth grader, and now I'm the sentinel of our chapter. And I like to challenge myself. Like, I do at least one different competition every year, and this year it happened to be public speaking. And, like, it's just, I put a lot of time into the FFA during the summer, or, like, spring into the summer, because we do horse judging. And so I teach, like, different people, like, how to judge horses, so then we can have a horse judging team so we can go to state. And that's probably one of my most time-consuming things I do with the FFA. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Now, for you, it is kind of year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you like the flexibility that you get because it's not a normal class?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely like the flexibility just with the different things you can do, because there's kind of something for everyone. If you like to speak, there's like public speaking and stuff like that. If you're involved with animals, then you can show your animals at the county fair, and it's not just for like one type of person. Like, it's for both town people and country people, so there's kind of different things for everyone.
Okay, so you say it's both for town people and country people. We just talked to a town person. What's he getting out of it that made it worth his while? What do you think from your perspective?
I mean, they can try like animal or like livestock judging, which is a good thing. Like, get out there, like try and challenge yourself doing different things. And I mean, there's other things other than just county fair. Like, you don't have to just own animals to be an FFA. There's, like I said, the different competitions throughout the years you can go to, or during the year you can go to, and stuff like that.
Sure. What's the best thing you've been able to do through FFA?
I have been able to travel with the FFA. I myself have not gone to national convention because of state cross country, which I'm a little disappointed about, but I've gone to state convention. This will be my second time going. And I get to go this year because my proficiency won state, so that was kind of cool. And we went to Illinois, or was it Illinois?
Yes.
For the Farm Progress Show?
Yeah,
we got to go to Illinois for the Farm Progress Show, so that was fun.
It does open up a few doors then, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you so much. Craig Allen, talk a little bit about your involvement in FFA. Why did you get involved?
I first got involved kind of similar to Taylor, and in the sense that I was already in 4-H, and so I also wanted to take the opportunity to do FFA, which was an opportunity that was given to us to begin with as actually 8th graders, and we were the first class to be given that opportunity. And so it was really interesting because there was a couple contests we still couldn't do, but with that we were able to just learn a lot about the FFA and a lot about the contest, so that next year when we were able to compete in a lot more contests, we were able to get a lot more involved.
Sure. Do you feel like you've gotten out of FFA what you intended to when you started?
I think I got a lot more than I think I ever intended. I thought it would be a lot like 4-H, but in the sense there's a lot of other activities that you do, kind of similar to what Taylor said. It's not just showing part. I mean, you can do whatever you apply yourself to, and I just keep trying to get involved in different things, and it's really helped me out with a lot of different communication skills and leadership as well.
Sure. Well, FFA week, last week, is kind of an opportunity to, I guess, advertise a little bit, to show everybody else what's being done through the FFA program. Is that a good recruiting tool?
It is, and it kind of just shows a little bit of school support for the FFA as well.
Very good. And there is pretty good support.
Mm-hmm.
In the community as well, I assume.
Yeah, we really like the support that we're able to get from our community. We try to use our, community to just help us out with different activities, and then we try to do separate activities, like, for example, Feed the Farmer, mm-hmm. to just give back to the community as well.
Sure. And, of course, we're blessed with a lot of good FFA instructors, good FFA advisors around the area. You guys have a pretty decent one, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We all like Mr. Miller a lot. And, I mean, that rule where you get into, or you get out of it what you get into it, and he really just helps us out with whatever we choose to be involved with, and we all really like him for what he does for us.
Sure. What's the best thing you've been able to do through FFA?
The best thing I've been able to do is to just probably travel to different places, and through that I've been able to meet new people. When we were going to the national convention, I was able to just experience what the FFA is like for various different areas of the nation, and to also just learn how the FFA is able to collaborate on a nationwide basis. And then also when we were going to Illinois for an officer retreat, just getting to know, you know, my own officers better as well.
Sure. Well, Tate mentioned it's kind of a leadership organization. It's teaching those kinds of skills. So do you feel like you guys have an obligation then to pass some of your knowledge along to some of the younger FFA members?
Yeah, we try to be good examples for the younger FFA members. We try to get them involved. When we were actually on that officer retreat, we come up with a couple goals that we wanted to get achieved for this upcoming FFA year. And one of those is just to get younger people more involved. And so that was one of the biggest things that we were trying to do, to just help them see what they can all do.
Very good. So very worth it for young people to consider being involved in the program.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Craig Allen, Tate, Taylor, thank you so much.